Flour is not made from a flower. Have you ever been in a flower shop?
Yeah.
Okay. Did the subject of cakes ever come up when you talked about flowers?
States.
What kind of cake?
Yeah.
When you was in the flower shop, did the subject of cakes ever come up?
Yeah, because it was for a wedding and they wanted to know what colors the cake was to match the flowers. And Kathy, cake is made from flour.
So what does flour have to that? Flour is not a flower.
What?
Flour is not the kind of a flower.
Kathy, flour is made from flowers.
Flour is not made from a flower.
Then why is it called flour, Kathy?
Because that is what they named it.
It's they just crush it, Kathy. It's like blended where it's really small and they bake with it.
Flour is a grain.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy, rainy day.
For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
I didn't realize that Kathy sounds like a pig in those glitches. Cheryl's yellow, so apparently she's too busy to be on the ground. Hello? Yeah, Kathy's glitches, she sounds like a pig. Did you ever notice that?
No.
Oh my god. I thought that was like a remix.
She sounds like a pig eating.
Oh, she'd probably find that pretty hawk.
Oh my god, it sounds like Hotline Bling.
Yeah, what?
You know Drake's song, Hotline Bling, or whatever it's called?
No, I don't.
Call me on my cell phone.
I started
when I'm not. What?
I put my foot in the, you know what.
Oh. All right. So, we're going to do movies with the girls.
Oh, no.
I wish I could. No. Fuck you.
No.
It's okay. I was going to play that song again if you started eating, but you didn't, so.
Okay, and just so you know, I put a whole slew of new Kathy clips in the folder.
Wasn't that what I was just playing?
Well, there's a new folder. It's still uploading.
Dear. Oh,
77 files left.
Wait, is the folder called Kathy Clips?
Yes, but it's still uploading. It says 70 clips left, man.
Couldn't you have given it a better name than that? They're all Kathy Clips, you dumbass cunt.
Well, I know, but I had to organize them a little bit. I didn't want to put the folders in the folders that I already had.
Didn't you get in trouble last night because she was like, you might as well just upload the whole show? Instead of
Hamburger Helper. Two bits. Excuse me? Do it and do it now. Did I give you permission to ask me a question?
Fisted.
Computer, talk to Kathy.
Right,
when she put her fist to me and it made...
We got to get this movie started or else we'll never have time for anything.
We have so many things in this document that...
I haven't even looked at it.
We're going to have to keep things for next time.
Yeah, I haven't looked. I was just going to look at it.
I mean, even we got Ida's phone number.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't want to call her if there's going to be a Grom playing over her because it's too good to ruin.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to do that first...
We don't have time for that. If we have to, I can turn the volume down.
Call her next time. It's not a problem.
Or if the movie's boring, we can just turn the volume down and do it.
Little update on Kathy.
Oh.
She has texted me like a million fucking times since we last talked. Are you free to talk for about 5 minutes?
Hey,
are you free to chat? Are you available to talk? Hey, Heather. Kathy, are you available to talk?
Why? What's up with her?
She probably talked to her therapist and she said, you need to break it off with her.
Someone else sent Heather a text. Are you still interested in adult modeling? I'm in K-Town.
All right, so are we ready to start this movie? No, the movie is called Gerald's Game. My nickname is sometimes Gerald. Gerald likes corn. I'm also gone by Chernobyl and other things.
Stupid bitch.
So this movie is named after me. It's available on Netflix.
It's not named after you.
It's available on Netflix.
It's not named after you.
Is this a Netflix original?
Based off of a Stephen King's novella.
Cheryl, it's not named after you. If it was, it would be called Stupid Cunt. It's not called Stupid Cunt. It's called
and I agree with Gerald's Mike. Game. Heather and Kathy have a toxic relationship.
Very tough.
Yeah.
And, Madge, I think you should start doing a daily ASMR videos, half hour to an hour.
Well, I think you should get a job.
Talking like this.
What do you mean? Are you giving out assignments now? What are you, the bureau chief of Yeast Radio?
Well, there's this black woman.
She's good at being boss.
What?
Said she's good at being bossy.
Yeah, that's about all she's good at.
Yeah.
Dumbass cunt. Dumbass. Wait. My audio's not working. Hang on.
Did Kathy get evicted yet?
Hold on. Test. Listen, that part made me sad. I don't want to hear about her sad financial troubles. It's too much. That's too much. I like hearing about everything else, but when she talks about how she's poor and she's going to be homeless, that's depressing. I don't think people want to hear that.
Well, it made me feel bad, but what the fuck am I supposed to do when it takes that time?
Yeah, edit it out like you edit out Cheryl and you talking.
No.
I should have. Some told me to edit it out. I'm normally good at it. My moral compass is pretty good at these.
It's not about moral compass, honey. It's about entertainment. People don't want to hear that depressing shit. They don't want to feel like, wow, Kathy's going to die. Kathy's going to die.
Kathy's a real person.
I don't give a shit. We don't want to hear about how she's going to die. Just like. Just like you killed Phil. You already killed one person, a guest on Yeast Radio, Cheryl. We don't know what happened to Phil, but I can guarantee you, whatever it is, it's your fault. Well, actually, probably Deborah's, but still.
We don't want to feel bad about making fun of her, you know?
I don't feel bad. She's a horrible, disgusting person.
No, I disagree with
that. She's raped animals.
I don't think she
please.
Ripped.
Well, then, you know what? She's not going to be a senator. Get over it, Miss Moral Compass. Jesus Christ.
No, she might be.
In Alabama, she might be.
She won't. She won't be a senator.
You know
she'll
saying,
be a president.
Tell me what you guys think of this, because I was thinking about this. You know, like, when somebody's addicted to drugs, it's not their fault. It's the drug company, right? Oxycontin, shame on, you know, Big Pharma. Nobody blames the addicts. They just go to rehab and they're all better and they get to keep their job. But a sex addict masturbates into a potted plant and there's no redemption. It's just like, you lose your career. every movie that you've ever made goes in the garbage. We're gonna pretend you never existed, and the end of you, you evil satanic bastard, no redemption, straight to hell. But like, how come he doesn't get to be? How come we can't blame?
Ugly.
Why can't we blame the other? What would you blame? I guess I don't know. But really, like, why is there no redemption for these sex addicts? I mean, isn't it also an addiction? That's my question.
Well, I understand your logic with that, but the point is, especially with her, I mean, she, even if you took away that part of the jerking and the part of playing, she was a bad human being to begin with. I mean, if you listen to some of the things they said in the boardrooms where she'd scream at people at the
Cheryl?
Mouth
Are you talking about them. Cheryl?
Yeah, Cheryl Weinstein. I'm just saying, sometimes you just have god-awful people that abuse power.
Okay, but I'm not, I wasn't particularly talking about one person. I wasn't talking about one person.
I said the potted plants that throw me down
there. We gotta start it.
But the potted plants are funny, but like Al Franken, especially.
Yeah, I'm not sure about
that. She touched my vagina this one time, and I mean, like, I didn't make a big deal about it.
Look, I looked at the picture. And I know about the other thing with the kissing, but I looked at the picture with Al Franken. He wasn't touching her breasts. It was a mock touch. It was from a distance. Is that really?
No, he probably touched her.
Okay, but it's not in the fucking picture. Probably is not the same thing from these people running around saying there's evidence because it's a picture. It's not evidence in the picture. The picture is suggestive. And I want to know, like, why we used to have, you know, innocence until proven guilty, but every single one of these people is just immediately, based on accusations, immediately flushed on the toilet forever. And here's the other thing. This is my other point, is that what about the fact that this happens all the time? Most of the people that do, like 99% of these sex
Edith said, people. Food can be an addiction, and you're merciless about that. What's the difference?
Oh.
Well, because
fat is different. Fat is not healthy.
Because fat is hilarious.
Jerking off in a potted plant.
Listen, obesity is hilarious. Let me make my last point, and then we can talk about that. The thing is, like, think of all the, like, the bosses in the world that do this shit every day. Like, they're able to get redemption. You know, if they get caught with sex addiction, they don't ruin their career forever, but these people are famous. So they get, you know, they get beaten down.
The tax
down.
Break for your private aircraft.
But then again, the bosses aren't getting, you know, $20 million on a contract for working for 6 weeks out of the year. So everything, you know, when you're a celebrity.
Some of them are, actually. Some of them are. Some of them, some of these bosses in corporate America are. Besides, I don't think it matters how much. I don't think it matters. Any more than it matters if somebody gets a $10 million settlement for shutting up. But they're allowed to stay the victim. Because victims, you know, you can't blame the victim even if they're paid, even if they accept $10 million in payoffs. To keep quiet so it can happen to another person.
What about that asshole president who did much worse?
Yeah, good point.
He's a man.
Good point.
He did much worse than touching a breast.
Right, and that's the other thing I don't understand. Like, how come that just gets unexamined? For that matter, so does Woody Allen. Like, some of them get a pass and some of them get to have their careers ruined. None of it makes any sense to me. But I think, like, the whole thing about being too quick to judgment is very relevant.
Yeah.
And redemption. I want to know about the addiction. The fact that you are the society is denying redemption, and also us, Cheryl and Deborah, are both stupid cunts. We should start this movie.
Yeah,
what do some?
I want to enjoy a movie. I don't want to talk about stupid men. I hate men. God, yeah, they're good for one thing, and they're hardly even good for that, as Kathy said.
They're good for one thing. Prolapse.
Why does
okay? We need to start this for real. We can keep talking after we're and we can talk about Edith's excellent point about obese people.
We can't talk over this movie. I've been waiting to see this movie for a while.
All right. So movies with the girls. Movies with the girls. I can't find the countdown clip. Does anyone have it? I know, but I like the clip. Movies with the girls. Movies with the girls countdown in 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, is it playing for y'all? Netflix. I'm going to switch my thing. Netflix. Why don't I hear anything?
Hear it online.
There it is. I'm sure this won't cause us to get kicked off the Ustream for the 800th time.
I wonder if it's not pussy.
Say goodbye, Church Deborah account.
It's not pussy.
What is she? Another.
No, it isn't pussy, Cheryl. Is that? Do you have a problem with this not being pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
I can't can't hear Deborah. It keeps ducking her audio. Hey,
what, Cheryl? What? I mean, Deborah, what?
I said that's a California King. It looks right at the top.
How can you tell it's a California King?
Because
what?
Very wide. Hear me?
Yeah.
The frog. Is my audio okay?
I don't know if it's your audio or if it's the way that this compression is working, but...
It's horrible. It, like, ducks her and then ducks the movie so we can't hear either.
It's not ducking you, though. It's something on Deborah's end. It's not ducking you, Cheryl. It's just ducking Deborah. So it's not me. I've never had that problem before with this dumbass bitch. It's her fucking
Deborah,
shitty equipment.
Stop it with your fucking audio shit.
It's because she's got all this expensive shit. She's probably got compressors she doesn't need and all
okay.
kinds of shit.
Okay, what about now? It's doing
better,
it.
Better. What did you fix?
Oh, I think what I did is I had it where it would send my audio and what I hear to y'all also.
Yeah, so the thing is, you ruined the movie! Ruined it. It's over.
Yeah.
What is the movie, Cheryl, so everybody knows? We should have stated that.
Cheryl's Game. It's a good thing that says subtitles.
He's oh, it's stuck in your audio over it, too.
No, it's not. That's what you're hearing. That's just your Skype shit. I know what's going out.
This is gonna be good for us, Jess. Really good.
Yeah.
He touched her vagina.
They're gonna get fucked.
This is already fascinating. I'm ready to make calls any minute.
Little red Corvette.
So what were you saying about this bullshit report when I started? You wanted to make a comment.
I'm watching.
I forgot it now. I'm just basically saying, why does Woody Allen get a fucking pass?
Oh, shit.
Hey, look.
We went to his house last week in New York. We stood and we went to his house because it's like half a block from Griselda's house. Oh, it's Jeff Sessions dead on the ground. And we went to Madonna's house too.
Lovely.
You know what's weird about Madonna's house? She has like one of the, it's a huge house, especially for a city. And there's one window, one of the lower windows has like a baby doll. But the baby doll was like on the bars because the window was barred and it was facing in. It was like a teddy bear, but it was facing in looking at whoever lives there. You know what I mean? But it was outside.
They must have an older version of that car without that forward collision thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but why would you drive a nice Jaguar on a road like that?
I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone who has that collision warning shit. I don't know anyone who can afford that kind of car, Cheryl.
It's not expensive.
Yeah, no, I understand, but it's the only way we can move
forward. No. They accept the non-compete clause. That's why you buy, like, premium cars. You always buy them used, honey, because you get them for half the value and they're still great.
You can get a Hyundai, man, and it's got all that.
But then the warranty.
It's got all that.
No, the warranty, if you buy it where they fix, what is it, certified? Do you get the same warranty?
Look at
that. Woody Allen gets a pass because he got married. He married his fucking daughter, Eggs in the Puss. He married his fucking... Eggs in the Puss says Woody Allen gets a pass because he got married. But he married his fucking daughter.
Yeah, his fucking daughter.
That's his daughter. His biological daughter.
I'm watching this.
I never got to tell you about being in Stephen Baldwin's RV.
We don't care.
It was very smelly. It smelled like ass. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Stop. Shape. You didn't want to know. Oh, we want to know about your interesting life, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Whose van were you in?
Where do you stay and they give you food
that's
in the
fridge? That's not enough food. But that's not even enough food. For the whole weekend? That'd be gone in a few hours.
It looks like that mail order food, that Harry.
Oh, yeah, HelloFresh.
No, I mean like Harry and David.
Yeah.
Why is this woman always showing her vagina?
I like her, though. I'm glad her career
because
came
she's there. Trying to get laid, honey.
By Gerald.
So this is the... this is a Steven Spielberg, yeah, Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
So, it's in the same universe as all the other movies.
Oh, he's taking a Viagra?
The hit clown's going to pop out.
He can't get hard.
He took a whole Viagra? He's going to be hard for days.
Talk about under the dome.
Cheryl, do you take a whole Viagra?
Yes, my lips get huge for days.
You take
they turn purple.
Didn't you say they used to, at the porns, they used to inject them in the penises?
Yeah, but we never did that in our porn thing.
Man,
macho, macho fucker
sometimes.
Does that. Macho fucker
Oh,
injects.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Match.
What?
Sometimes my pussy lips are so hard and then they fall off and then I slough them off.
Could I have for you?
What does sloughing mean exactly?
That dog is going to bite her.
No, the dog's going to bite. She's baiting the dog.
It's okay.
Lick my pussy.
She's feeding it. Yvonne. It's got rabies and shit.
That's not a dog. That's a wolf.
This Kathy porn?
She said
it's
my
cute.
Porn.
Yeah.
Now, Deborah, I had asked you to find a caller, a gentleman caller who wants
Honey,
to...
Honey, I tried for 2 hours today.
Can I finish
Everybody
the sentence? You don't... Do you understand we have an audience?
Oh, I
How are they
going to
know what I asked you earlier when you weren't even... They weren't there.
True.
Let's just redo it. Deborah, did you do your assignment and find a gentleman caller who likes to eat dog do?
No, I could not.
No, just
why not? You had enough time.
I tried for 2 hours and everybody nexted me. And first of all, this shit don't work when Deborah talks to them. They don't like talking to Deborah.
What? I didn't... Well, who cares? I don't care who you have to be. You just get somebody who likes dog do.
Oh, well, I thought they were going to be on the show or something.
Yes, so they are going to be on the show.
Yeah, yes. So I had to be Deborah.
Why, you could be Heather or Francine.
You always say my name, Deborah.
Oh, so what? Kathy didn't notice? These people are
he
real.
He left the door open.
Well,
normal. Cheryl,
that doge is going to eat her.
I love
Cheryl,
the table
don't
runner.
Spoil it.
I love the table runner, though.
I haven't seen this, but I've seen the dude.
You watched the trailer, you whore.
Well, now you're the one that gave it away. Funnily, nothing Cheryl said was a spoiler, but when you called attention to it, it made me think, well, obviously Cheryl's giving something away. So actually, Deborah, you're the fucking spoiler. And by the way, you're the same person that ruined season 5 of Game of Thrones for me when you posted that picture of Cersei sitting on the goddamn throne.
She's saving the tank to her lingerie like someone's going to want to buy that back.
Is it sexist to say how pretty she is? She has really aged gorgeously.
What season of it on Game of Thrones when Cersei got the throne? Was that 6?
Don't spoil it. I think so.
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Are you ready?
Why is she acting like they just got married?
Is she trying to get pregnant?
She's been with him forever.
Oh, handcuffs.
Jesus, no.
Wow, babe.
Oh, Gerald, you're so working out.
Yeah.
Too bad he still has a face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Deborah, have you been continuing to look into your RV lifestyle of the future?
Somewhat, but I've decided that right now what I need is an LG OLED 9-piece series.
What? What is that? A phone?
No, it's a new TV. Certain listener recommended.
You just got a new TV. What do they have now? 8K?
No, I didn't get that TV.
You never got the 4K?
No, I mean, I got that.
Shut up.
You shut up, Cheryl.
Oh, you shut your mouth.
You shut your damn hole. What do you want to do, watch nothing happening?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, you're really into this, aren't you?
Movies with a girl. Movies with a girl is always a bad, bad idea. I forgot why we don't do it. Movies with a girl. Movies with a girl. Oh, my God, have you guys watched the new Sarah Silverman show? On Hulu?
No.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, it's
good.
On Hulu.
It's good, you guys. I mean, I'm blown away by it. She's fucking good. You have to watch the episode 5. Watch them reverse. And the episode 5, she talks about Louis C.K. and she's friends with him. And her monologue, I've never seen anything like this. I'm telling you, it is like, it's like fucking phenomenal how good she is. You gotta watch it. It's I forget the name of it. It's I Love America, I think.
Yeah.
You guys will love this fucking
Netflix?
Show. It's on Hulu.
No, it's on Hulu.
I'm glad you listened.
They won't give
a that shit.
Well, it's because they won't ever give a woman a primetime spot on television.
Cheryl, if you had friends, you could get an account from someone of your friends.
He does have a sexy body for his age.
He really does, but it's horrible to think about what his head looks like.
Look at his face. His body looks like it's 20 years old, but his face.
It's like it's, yeah, but I don't want to.
Looks CGI'd.
You think so?
He's an eater pussy. Oh, she don't like this.
It looks like a Madonna video.
So, Deborah, do you ever go to Bad Bath & Beyond because you're bored?
Yes.
That's what you
do. Well, I buy things to return, but yeah.
Yesterday, we spent about an hour.
We talk about Amy Sedaris' groom.
I haven't seen that yet.
Can't you just do Jerry Blank and shut the fuck up?
His boobs aren't sagging for his age. He looks good.
We were in New York last week, and Sheldon took me to it's a store, and Jerry Blank, I mean, Amy Sedaris wraps presents for there every once in a while.
I bet you think you're husband.
She has a present wrapping booth.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy? Tells me.
Well, I know she had that show on YouTube where, you know, it was like all arts and crafts. Remember that?
Taking your pillows away. Is that how you do this?
It's bad for your back, honey. You're not supposed to use pillows in a bed.
Is this over yet?
You can try to scream.
Oh, God, his face.
So do you guys have any...
Like,
for miles.
Do you have any questions about my trip to New York? Do you want to know anything about my trip to New York, visiting Griselda?
You don't get to know my name.
Do you want to know anything?
I'm trying to go for it.
Cheryl, do you care to ask a question?
Yeah. Yeah, do you care?
Help. Somebody help me.
I don't think Cheryl cares either.
Is he raping her? Is that her network producer?
What are we trying to do here?
Just
I'm sorry. Deborah, I
have a question for you. You sent us a picture earlier offline of you in a chat room. What was that about?
You're talking about my young picture?
With the long hair.
Mm-hmm. When I was doing the cam, you know, for money.
Slutty. Was that paint and taint era or post
paint? Yes, paint and taint. You know, and I have a video of that.
Deborah, you need to raise it.
Pretty good.
I'm serious. Stop.
Like that. Make it feel real.
Oh my God.
Stop it, Charlie.
We should have a trigger warning for anybody.
Wait, what's he doing that's so terrible to him?
He's Niagara raping. They need a safe word.
What's the problem? I thought she knew they were going to have sex, no?
Are you not
right. Oh, it's rape?
Grin off your face.
Thank Cinderella. Cinderella.
And stop calling yourself fucking daddy.
What was the safe word?
I don't think they had.
They never talked about it before.
For future reference, my safe word is girdle.
Push some boundaries.
What's your safe word, Cheryl?
Try a few things.
Yeah. You said you'd try.
Cheryl.
And it's not working.
Cheryl, stop watching the movie and talk to him.
Cheryl, what is your safe word?
This is really what
Cinderella.
Well, fuck, Jess.
This is really what it takes these days.
Sorry.
What if your name's Cinderella?
More exciting.
You haven't touched me.
Uh-oh.
In months. No interest whatsoever until I say I'll let you play some sex game, and it's turning into a rape fantasy that I never knew you had.
Uh-oh, Gerald.
Please just unlock these. This isn't going to
stop. It's that Viagra.
It never was.
Not good. It's the lesson of this movie.
Yeah.
You'll see.
I feel ridiculous.
So if you want to save a marriage, you can just rape.
Yes. Now I'm ridiculous.
No, babe, I feel ridiculous. That's
hello?
All
I'm saying.
Hello? Fucking thing right.
Yes, can I help
it's
you?
It's not true.
Yeah, my husband, he wants to have rape fantasies with me to save our marriage.
Wants to have what with you?
Rape fantasies.
Okay.
Is that normal? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Can't answer that question.
I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Do you help with that?
I really don't know how I could help you, no.
I have a lot of money. Does that help?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
What if I fell down the stairs?
What the fuck is the matter with you?
But
why
man,
are you calling places and not telling us what the fuck it is? Don't do it.
It's fine.
If you want us to do it, then tell us.
Oh, shut up. There's no us. You don't do anything anyway. It's all Deborah.
Okay,
I thought it was Kathy and Brian.
Shut up, Cheryl. Nothing was happening. She's just getting raped.
I'm just going to hang up and watch the fucking movie. You're so horrible.
Wait.
Because we were happy.
To save your marriage, you just raped the other person.
Weren't we?
Yes.
I mean, weren't we?
Oh, and now you're chewing? This is the fun part of watching the movie with Cheryl?
Wait a minute.
Cheryl.
What is he doing? Is he jizzing?
Oh, honey. Oh, it's...
Viagra's killing him.
What is it? Is it vagina?
Gerald. Gerald.
It's turning into a dog.
Gerald.
Huh?
Hey.
I was having a heart attack.
What's the name of this movie? Gerald's what? Dinner? Game.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's not really dead.
Gerald? Gerald? Baby, look at me.
Strong leg.
Wake up, Gerald. Gerald!
Well, pop goes the weasel.
Gerald!
Now that doge is going to eat him, Jared, and it's going to kill her.
Say something, Boogie.
Boogie.
Or the dog's going to fuck her.
That's why you don't do Viagra, man.
Gerald, you're dead. Go home, somebody said. Let's see what's on this new deck of thrills of characters. Oops.
That's a pretty bad though.
Sure.
Wake up!
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
Right. I don't find it as interesting when I prefer calling people during the movie. I think it's boring to just watch the movie, don't you?
That's why we always should pick a bad movie, because then we can make fun of the movie.
Well, but this is bad.
Sound more
no, this isn't. This is good.
Well, it's bad.
You want to try again?
Look how small her legs are. They're like doll legs.
You can do anything you want.
All right, so be the bitch. Do it.
That's right.
Deborah, in your last show, Heather was answering, or not Heather, Kathy was answering herself, and she said, huh? And she's the one, huh?
Yeah, to her. She Amber's killed helper. Him!
Amber was helper. Amber was helper.
Wait, where did the blood come from?
Because she kicked him in the floor and he hit his head on the damn tile floor.
Oh, he woke up?
Well, he was going to be alive until she bludgeoned him to death.
Oh, shit, I wasn't paying attention. Can we rewind?
No, it'll fuck me up. Jesus.
So what
happened? Everybody that listens to this postgram.
And she put her fist to me and it made me come like instantly. And I started shaking and like, oh, this is kind of weird, nasty, but it made me poop a little bit.
Hell, sniffles.
I don't want to hear, oh my goodness, you are the
bitch. She's going to have to rip her hands off.
Egg to the Puss says she's going to have fabulous cheekbones in like 4 days.
Fuff, fuff, fuff. Bitch. I like that one, me saying bitch. Bitch.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hello?
Bitch.
Oh, no.
Bitch. Does anybody want that for a ringtone? I'll give it to you free. That'd be a great, like, for a text message for someone you hate, like your wife or whatever. Like, every time they text you, then, bitch!
Mike, this movie was just made.
Why'd she cry? Maybe she
needs to yell.
This is bitch. The reason Madge wasn't available to Grum last week. She was filming this.
I was in New York.
It'll be dark.
In New Yorking. I was being bougie. So
he'll be
why?
No, I did not go see Hamilton.
Why is she already giving up? How do you break the wood?
Bitch! I'm going to recycle this.
Hey! We're back here. He's hurt.
I bet it's the doge.
Oh, God.
Bitch! Bitch!
He's going to eat her.
Bitch! 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 Bitch!
Man.
Bitch. Soft footsteps approach.
Bitch! 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 Bitch!
Oh my God! The dog's gonna eat the man.
Bitch! Bitch! Shel, may I just point out that you saying my name over and over again has never once gotten me to stop doing anything.
It's gonna eat her out.
Okay.
Hi.
Pickle.
Look, they're using old style lighting. I like that. Like, look how they light the scene. Look around her fangs.
$200 portion.
Gorgeous.
Thanks. Thanks for pointing that out. Real great.
I don't suppose you're arrested.
Yeah, why didn't she say, hey, sorry, she has an iPhone? Faze McGruffin.
Because then she'd have to, you know, get clear with Apple. It would all become about Apple. We can't. It's an Android phone. Or no, it's an Amazon phone. It's a Fire phone.
Are you still talking?
Okay.
Oh, that dog wants that glue.
Okay. Okay.
Hey.
What did she say? Munzitzitzitzumf. Munzitzitzitzumf. Is that what it is?
Okay.
She's saying Mazel Tov. Is the dog eating his
body? Get away from
body?
Him.
It's about to.
Oh, neat.
Back off! Fat dog!
Oh, my God.
Fat dog!
Okay. Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh my Jesus.
Oh no.
I've decided that Kathy's going to watch this with us. Midnight Mass.
Oh my Jesus. Why did his skin just rip off so easily? The condom?
No.
Do you guys like Kathy watching this with us?
Yeah. He's alive.
No.
What?
What the hell?
Oh my God.
I thought you.
My goddamn arm.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
The dog. Right?
You were so right. I was so wrong.
The one you fed.
And uncuff me and hold me. I'm so sorry, baby.
The goddamn dog.
She's hallucinating.
The goddamn dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
The goddamn dog you had to feed.
That's
not the blood like the dogs do. Fuck
no.
You, roadkill. Hold your job.
No. No.
Wait, did this just turn into like Ghost Part 2?
No. Ghostbusters.
No. Where's Whoopi Goldberg?
Christmas last year, you came up behind.
Now I need some Sylvia clips for Ghostbusting.
Into the night already. I was loose, but not
Sylvia's dead, honey, and she ain't coming back.
I was talking to you a little bit earlier about with the Bella Lugosi. There is such a thing as a ghost.
Very specific.
Then
reported,
and that's why ghosts.
Everybody poops and reported.
Ghosts was such a sensation.
You didn't hear the beginning of the joke, just the end. And what is a woman anyway?
Ghosts was such a sensation.
And I waited that.
Ghosts was such a
little pause I take before a punchline really makes me proud.
You might want to get into, let's say, ghost busting if you wanted to, is not to be corny.
Life.
The same as Johnny Johnson or Johnny Johnson.
Johnny Johnson.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
A life support system for a cunt.
Yeah, that was it.
What? You heard it. A life support system for a cunt.
I guess he was saying what a woman was.
He hated me a little bit, but never once brought it up.
Because you're not like that. You don't talk that way.
And was I just putting on a show?
Put on a private show.
Cheryl, why are you talking about something else in the chat room?
Needed, or was that?
You're going to talk about stuff in the chat room. Why can't you bring it to the gram?
Yeah, talk with your man.
Unknown. To a race. Press one.
I think Cheryl's taking her role as a series too seriously.
For a stupid fucking cunt.
No eggs in the push. He's still laying down.
You never heard
this is a spirit guide.
And you know the sound? You've heard it every night for the last 11 years. A tiny rumbling snore I make in the back of my throat. Sometimes I make when I'm lost in thought. I forget myself. I zone out. That tiny little Gerald-only fucking purr. Hours of not hearing that sound. Total fucking silence. And you knew it. 5 minutes after my head hit the floor, you saw the blood, you heard the silence, you knew it, but you just laid there wasting precious minutes and hours and breath and life, calling my fucking name, talking to a corpse on the floor.
What's happening?
Well, I'm pretty sure you just lost your mind.
Yeah.
But seeing a dog eating your husband will do that. I mean, if you're going to have a mental breakdown, that's a pretty great excuse.
Right. The blood stopped spreading a while ago.
Can you explain
you
what's happening?
What you always do when it gets too much. You ran.
She went crazy.
You ran. You ran so
you
far away.
Calling my name again and again and like critical time.
What was she
by,
supposed to do?
Like a stupid.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
She's supposed to rip her fucking hands off and try to
maybe
save
maybe
them.
That's why you remember that joke right now. It's got to be for some reason, after all.
She was supposed to do it Saw style.
Oh, was she the Saw girl? Is she from
Your
Saw?
No. You've been unplugged. There's still juice in there, but the charge is running down. And if you don't get out of the cuffs, it will go all the way to zero.
What is she talking about?
Should have got an iPhone X. OLED screen uses less power.
Oh, fuck you with your fucking iPhone.
One-ish, I think.
And how long?
Or if she had an Amazon Mecca.
An hour?
You know, she could just say that.
2 o'clock then, and I drop dead.
10 minutes maybe after.
When's the sun been setting?
7:15 or so.
Oh, that's pretty close. That's another 15, 20 tops. So let's say.
This is really
five
good.
5 hours. So far. 5 hours you've wasted screaming.
Oh,
for
he's packing.
Half a mile away.
Deborah, where's your list? I need your list.
If you really think about
Cheryl's it. Cheryl's got it. Cheryl, where's the list?
Heading up until June list? This year. The
it's Google.
Prep for us yesterday.
Because the bed is made and the house is dusted.
Which means they're done and gone. And the grass
was cut fresh.
Which means no gardeners.
If we call Ida, Madge
no, we're not calling her.
I'm saying, listen, I'm saying if we do, Madge is going to have to turn this down.
It's fine.
I wouldn't want to interrupt
it.
Yes.
Taking it out.
So I probably gave him at least.
And who is calling her?
No, we're not calling her.
It's too late. I already got it.
Oh, I thought you were calling her.
Madge, don't fucking call Ida while I'm watching this.
Well. I'll turn down the volume.
Madge, it's an opportunity to have an actual interview with a freak. Why the fuck are you going to fuck it up?
We're not going to fuck it up. We're going to turn off the audio.
No, I'm watching this. That's the whole fucking point of this.
Well, what's the point is that it's boring to watch without doing
it. Oh, she's got it. Oh, her vote, she got it. She got oh, my gosh, she did it. Already? Oh, she's daydreaming again.
Well, we can't call the Butterball Turkey place because they're closed, and Cheryl didn't do her homework.
Shut the fuck up, man.
What?
What are you doing?
She's daydreaming.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I knew it.
All right, question for the audience. Do you like just watching the movie and not doing anything else, or do you want calls and moving?
Listen to him. He's a reason
like I've ever cared what the audience thinks.
I'm just telling her how things really are.
No,
well, if donations are any indication, they're not
condescending.
Having fun.
Men aren't so much blessed with penises as cursed by them. And we might die here today because of Gerald's 5 inches.
Oh, jeez.
It has to add up to more than that.
Why are there two of them now? I don't understand what's happening.
Where mothers lift their cars to save their children.
She's no mother.
What's that supposed to mean?
No maternal instinct.
Your career always came first.
Oh, that's what you said. Maybe even started to believe it. I'm not so sure you can hide things from me.
Everybody hates the movie. I actually kind of like it. I think Cheryl does too.
You have to. I am chained to the goddamn bed. Don't recite facts to me. Wake
chained to the rhythm.
This is you. All over. Problem.
Yeah, so there's a lot of comments, and they all are pretty much in opposition to Cheryl. Cut Off My Leg says, well, we may as well watch the movie without you if it's just watching a movie. I don't care either way, says Knee T. Heather says, either make fun of the movie and watch it or ignore it. Vince Lane says, anything other than this movie, please.
He put you in those handcuffs before Cheryl.
I love the movie commentary, says Gung.
Well, that's one. You're like Trump. You find the one comment. So one person named Gung likes the commentary. Well, let's just listen to Gung then.
Maybe right. They're gung-ho about it.
I'm going to go get something to drink while you guys have fun watching this shit, which is
bad. Oh, Lord, it's like you're going to leave us chained. Cheryl, recap of the movie, please.
I guess you picked a bad movie.
I told you, she let me pick. I'm good at picking good, funny movies.
If I can get to the phone.
Just break your fingers, you dumb bitch. Oh, yeah, kick it off the nightstand. Yeah.
You're gonna die. It anyway, I never charged it.
Or did pussy. The laundry, for that matter.
Can you really hallucinate like this if you chain yourself up?
Yes, Debbie.
I might try.
She's gonna do that breathing thing.
Oh, yeah, from that lovely podcast.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I told you it was a good podcast, yes.
I enjoyed the Scientology thing.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I'm clear. I've been clear for years.
Ah, there's the dog.
This is a movie. To
she should. Why theory. Don't she spit on her hand? So then it'll be Luby. Fetus McMuffin. This movie has convinced me to set up Hey Barry.
In Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Same.
If she done Kegel, she'd be able to squirt a way out of this.
How long do you think someone lives without water?
3 days.
At best.
But the windows are open, so she's going to get sunburned.
Yeah, it seems like every 3 days somewhere.
Sunburned.
Mm-hmm. UV rays, honey. Look at those legs. They're white as Christmas. That bitch is going to burn.
6, 7 hours.
7 hours? 16 minutes.
Is Madge getting cheeses?
Is she getting food? She's actually eating.
So I have an answer for Edith.
Yeah.
I was just thinking because Edith was saying. Edith was saying that her vagina smells. No, that I don't treat fat people the same way with the same compassion for as far as addiction goes as I do with sex acts. But here's the thing: fatties don't fucking lose their career because they're overweight.
Well, they,
unless they're bed
do.
Bound. Okay, well,
listen,
some, but they're not irredeemable.
So fat, you can't get out of bed. No one will hire you, and it's wrong.
Yeah, so guess what? You go to Dr. Nosegarden, you get a show, you lose weight, you're famous, and fine. You can lose weight. You have redemption. I'm saying these sex offenders, or whatever you call them, don't have redemption. Because they, one, at least if they're famous, because they get in trouble, and then they get fired forever. They're pariahs in the end of life, and then they kill
this
themselves.
This is the problem. Mm-hmm. The problem is it all gets looped into the same category, okay? Yeah. If you rape a child, it's totally different than if you put your hands over a girl, grabbing her boobs, or if you go to kiss her in a stage production.
Or if you say, I'm a disgusting person, I'm going to jack off in front of you. Okay, well then I'm going to leave. You're disgusting.
There's different categories. So the reason nobody can separate it in the sense that, you know, 10 years down the road, they say, oh, he's overcome his problems. Congratulations to him. Is because it all gets grouped and nobody wants to give a pedophile that raped a 12-year-old girl an award, honey. So until we can all not just jump on the same bandwagon, since we're all against pedophilia, you know, then we're not going to be able to separate it. Okay? You got to separate it.
Cheryl, stop fucking eating.
Yes, eggs in the pussy.
Stop it, or
sex
if you
offenders don't fall off golf carts.
Cheryl, okay? If you don't stop fucking eating, I'm going to shut off this movie.
Is that you eating?
Oh, my God.
Cheryl, stop fucking eating.
Fetus McMuffin says, would Kathy still be allowed on Transparent if the dog stuff came out?
Oh, my God, did you hear they took Jeffrey Tambor off of the show because of that shit?
Stupid.
They're taking him off the show. Jeffrey Tambor.
No, they're not.
Yes.
No, that was all. No, they're not. What?
It was in the news today. It was on Twitter.
What did he do? Wait a minute. Are you serious? What did he do?
Fuck no.
He said eggs something in the offensive one time.
Eggs in the push.
Just like you do in every ground.
Alexandra Bailing should not get her place. You know why? Because she defriended me on Facebook right after that show. She's like, oh, I'm famous. I don't need Madge anymore.
Well. Oh, my God, you're not lying. 4 hours ago. What? What did Reagan, she do?
Reagan Fox, as a professor, you should know to use complete sentences. He said, yes, they are, Deborah. Yes, what is? I don't know the fucking noun. Oh. Reagan says if it's not sexual assault if the guy is hot. Well, then, but depends on who thinks he's hot. I'm sure somebody thinks Harvey Weinstein is hot.
So two people on the set.
The potted fern definitely thinks he's hot.
How's this going to help? I'm confused.
Whose vagina smells?
A glass of water. It's going to knock her out.
No, it's to make her hand wet. How long has that water been up there, though? Ugh. Hope she don't catch AIDS.
You said put Alexandra Billings in her fucking place. That's exactly what I read. I don't know what you read. It's on the screen, eggs. It's on the fucking screen. What do you mean it's not what you said? It's what you fucking said. It's on the screen.
She wanted a drink. Madge.
It's you.
So what did Jeffrey do? I'm reading all these articles, but they're not actually saying what happened.
He fingered a tranny, basically. One of the trans people, he touched her in the butt or something.
So?
And there was more than one victim.
But, I mean, haven't we all been sexually assaulted at least a few times in our life? I mean, somebody grabbed our ass, you know.
No, right? I mean, no, there's no, I mean, I get that it's wrong, it needs to stop, all that. But the thing is, it's like a huge awakening. It's like when people found out that all these priests were fucking kids there this whole time. It was so unbelievable.
Nothing happened to them.
It was so unbelievable that people just didn't believe it at first. So this is the same type of thing.
I mean, that's so much worse than, can there be grades of horrible things? Like, they're all horrible, but touching someone's ass is a lot different than fucking a child.
Yeah,
and I should
nice.
Know. Jesus.
Like you said, there should be grades.
Yes.
If the president can still be president, then we still need transparent.
I agree.
What about all these people that post pictures of themselves, you know, drinking and driving drunk and all that on Facebook? Why don't they lose their jobs? That's a little more, you know, isn't that crazier?
You know, somebody...
You know, can't wipe out a whole family.
Someone, a friend of mine said to me, you know, Madge, the quality of actors is going to get much better in Hollywood because you're not just going to get the ones who are willing to get jobs if when they let someone finger them. You know what I mean? Like, that quality of actors, it's kind of an interesting premise if you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because maybe if the people that, like, if everybody said no to that shit, you wouldn't be able to, you know what I mean? Anyway, I can't talk.
Where do you draw the line, though? And that's another thing is... especially with Hollywood, like
the boundaries
are so open between work and relationships.
I'll tell you where you draw the line. You draw the line between your legs on your taint.
Okay. And then you darken it around to make it look natural. Oh, she's going to smoke a blunt. Why is she putting her blunt in the water?
And here's the other thing, like fucking Yemen. Yemen, there's like millions of babies on the verge of starvation. They have six more weeks.
Who cares about that, man? It's not a TV show. It's not someone in Hollywood. It doesn't matter, obviously.
And then you
it's
have people,
not the president of a
character. And then you have people like Cheryl posting pictures of the president drinking water, which I didn't find. I'm like, I don't get this.
I didn't post that.
Well, you laughed. You lolled at
it. No.
Yeah, you fucking lolled at it.
Never.
You fucking lolled. I'll loll.
Okay. Never. Where was the line when Angela, I mean, what's her name? Angelica Houston sucked his nipple, or her nipple, in Transparent. Like, where was that line?
Oh, that was fucking awful. Wait, there was no nipple.
I'm just saying, like...
Angelica Houston had no nipple.
He fingered Shelley in the bath.
She had a double mastectomy scar.
But I'm saying, like, what okay,
nipples?
So if we're on set and somebody writes a script that, you know, I suck on your nipple, okay?
Yep.
Where's the line?
That's like, acting.
Exactly. So if he was on set and he was acting and, you know, and more rubbed against the boot, but ass or whatever, like, where's the line?
What?
Maybe that's what Maura would have done, or Mama, whatever the fuck her name is.
Yeah, but that wasn't during the, that wasn't in the script.
Okay. I thought the way, okay, so what Cheryl said wasn't true.
I wasn't listening to Cheryl. She's eating.
I thought
eating.
Cheryl said she, like, grabbed one
all
of the trans women
All I hear is Cheryl eating. I can't hear what she's saying. She's just eating.
I stopped eating a long time ago.
Liar.
But all these new, like, upstarts and companies where, you know, they sleep in the office and have, like, beanie bags and beer and, you know, all this is going to blow the lines, you know?
Deborah, sometimes, and by sometimes I mean always, you sound like a complete idiot.
Wow. That's all the time.
That's what I said.
I'm just saying.
What?
None of this would be happening if we would have never let Mexicans come into our country and steal our jobs. Because they'd be sexually harassing each other.
Right.
And we wouldn't have to be getting sexually harassed by the Mexicans.
You know what, though? I honestly cannot think of a time when it's happened to me. Like, I can honestly... I cannot hashtag me too. I cannot.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been molested. I know it's weird.
That's horrible, man. You have to.
Oh my God, it's like the greatest thing.
But as soon as I do, I'm going to write a Huffington Post article.
Yeah. I remember the first time I was drinking at Starbucks.
Because you have female privilege.
Yeah.
White Jewish female privilege.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll turn
I think the Doge is calling its friends.
Shit. This is dumb, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Could they not afford a set and they just had one bedroom?
Yes.
Imagine how, like, they spent 6 weeks in that bed. You know it stinks, her ass.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, is this it? Hello?
What?
Hello?
No.
Hello?
No. No.
What? What, Deborah?
Oh, I thought you called somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was,
Oh, it's the movie.
No, that was, stuttering, what's her face?
Is her breath leaking?
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
Those were clips of Kathy huffing.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine being on the edge of, like, falling asleep and you're having, like, those hallucinations?
Oh, my God, this guy's creepy. Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, my God, this is really scary now.
Oh, it's... Ain't he dead? That's that prince and the princess bride guy. Ain't he dead?
What the fuck's in his bag?
That a kitty cat?
I'm not real.
Oh! It's Reagan's decorator for his bedroom. He's going to put up that horrible wallpaper.
No, it's Reagan. Kickball.
The other day, I was at my co-op trying to charge my Tesla, and I got a scuff on my shoe.
Did I say that?
You sent her over the edge with the talk of a Tesla.
Oh, got it. And I was so surprised she knew what a Tesla was. He bought you a Tesla?
You don't have problems because your Starbucks card. Oh, my God. You don't live in reality. Your Starbucks card. Oh, my God.
That's a good Kathy.
I'm going to be that. Can we call her and I'll do that voice? I'll be her.
Okay.
Alone. Where's the number? The is it on the notebook?
Let me get it.
Are we going to check on Kathy? She can join us for the movie.
Oh, but listen, if this does go sour, and you know, we're never going to call her again after this, I have the best idea. All of a sudden, just start talking. I'll talk because Deborah, and then be like, I'm sorry, I'm 68 years old. I've been using the computer to talk to you all the time. I was just so nervous. You wouldn't accept
it. No, I don't want to ruin it. Don't ruin it.
I'm just saying if it goes that way.
Mm, mm-mm.
What's she up to tonight? She busy.
Deborah, get us Kathy's number. Or me, yeah.
Okay.
Because I saw at their bedside.
Miss Tits.
We better get a donation for calling Kathy.
And I want to be in it. Don't just talk.
Vince.
Don't just be.
And Vince,
you have to involve us.
When you upgrade your TV, can you give me that one?
Yeah, Vince wants us to get this new TV. How much money are you giving us, for fuck's sake?
And why did the dog leave?
I wish you'd answered when that when he said.
Maybe he just moved under the bed.
I was just thinking of you.
I was just checking my taxes and seeing you text me. Oh my God, what were you thinking about?
I was thinking about, should I text her again, or should I call her, or what?
Oh, my goodness. What are you going to text me?
Oh.
What?
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah?
Since you don't want your parents to know, you know, or your family to know that you are lesbian... Because you said that they're what, old fashioned, or they wouldn't understand.
Yeah,
right?
Old time religion. Yeah, Christian.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that is your main reason for not telling them, right?
Yeah.
So what do they think? Because you have a sugar daddy.
Well, they kind of don't know about that. They think I work at they think I work at the mall.
And you drive a $60,000 Tesla.
Yeah.
Do they know that you drive a $60,000 Tesla?
Yeah, but they kind of get confused because, like, they don't understand, like, what it is. But I think they have an idea.
F-O-F-F-O-F-F-O-F-F-O-F.
Hello there, computer. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Well, don't you think they're smart enough to figure that out? That if you don't make the money to drive a $65,000 Tesla.
I told him it was a gift.
Borrowing.
Yeah, but still, because they know that if you were, you know, at the mall, you don't make that much. So how can you afford to drive a Tesla?
They don't know how much it costs, though.
They think she's borrowing her friend's car.
All they gotta do is just look at, just Google it.
Yeah, but they're Christians. They don't really get on the internet and stuff.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering that.
How's everything going with you?
The same as last week.
Oh. See any good movies?
No.
I don't want to talk about depressing stuff.
Oh, well, you know, well, there's nothing in my life that is not depressing, you know, and that's, you know.
When I just talked to you, like, when you answered the phone,
so
you sound
so feminine and happy.
Exactly. You sounded very happy.
Well, I was just surprised that you called me, because I've been thinking about you for like the last 30 minutes, almost talking about it. Well, should I text her? Should I call her? Is she going to be available?
Like you wanted to hurt me or something?
No, why would I want to hurt you?
I mean, you know, I didn't know.
No, but I've been, you know, thinking about you, you know, because I sent you, you know, several texts here. And I called you a couple times.
Yeah, kind of soccerish. Yeah, in a sort of, yeah, in a way.
I've been thinking about you. So when you call me, I go, oh, cool. You know, she called me when I was thinking about trying to get back to her again.
So the reason that is, Kathy, is because I'm psychic.
Okay, well.
I'm serious. I really do have a gift.
Okay.
Fluff, foo-foo.
Okay, well then if you are psychic, what will happen to me in December?
Let me put you to the test.
Okay, I use my computer to help me.
Okay.
Hey, let
me
see.
You know, get whatever you need to do.
Computer, psychic prediction, Kathy.
All right.
December 2017.
She will go to work. She will pay her bills barely. She will talk to Heather many times. She will play with her huge clitoris many times. Hitachi.
Fluff, fluff, moof, moof, foo, foo.
Well, then your computer must know something that I don't know, then.
Why? What do you mean?
Fluffed.
Well, because as it stands now, I just got into a positive plus in my bank account. I got $29 in it.
You're positive. Congratulations on being positive.
Well, let's just, I got $29 to my name. And I get paid Friday, then I get paid next Friday, and we don't work Thursday because it's Thanksgiving, so I'm going to lose the day before then.
Did they give you a charge?
Then,
you paid a holiday.
No.
Did you invest any Bitcoin or Ethereum?
Did I invest what?
There's an app you can get on your phone called Coinbase, and you can purchase cryptocurrency, and you should really invest in Ethereum.
I have no money to invest. Everything I'm doing has to go for.
Okay.
Rent.
Have you ever took stuff back before, like at Walmart or Best Buy?
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah.
Or Bed Bath. Okay. What are some things you've returned before?
Well, I had to return a bunch of groceries 2 weeks ago to Walmart.
Oh, Lord.
Because I needed the money for gas.
Groceries.
Foofed.
That's depressing.
So if your computer says I'm going to pay my bills in December, I don't see how that's possible because
maybe you should
get paid next Friday and then the Friday after that, and each paycheck is only going to be about $400.
Why don't you start a GoFundMe? You should start a GoFundMe.
Cassie.
Okay. I can't hear you and your computer.
Okay, computer, hold on 1 second, then you can talk to Kathy, okay? You should make a GoFundMe for real. Okay, computer, you can talk. Can we call Miss Tits? I haven't talked to her in a while.
Well, I was in the process of getting ready to go to bed.
I know, but I really want to see if we can make something happen with her.
Well, right now, making something happen with anybody is not my priority right now. I have to get rent in 2 weeks.
Kathy, have you ever done anything really bad you don't want nobody to know about?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Oh, I'd love to know. Tell me, baby.
Why?
Because it turns me on.
Oh, okay, Heather. I am not in that kind of mood.
Oh, okay. Well, what did you do?
I am just to the max about getting money for rent,
okay,
and electric and everything else.
Okay, then why did you want me to call you psychically?
I wanted you to call me so I get asked that question, which is, you know, about you and your family.
Oh, okay. I'm calling Miss Chips.
Okay, so I'm not in the mood for that, so I'm going to let you go so you can masturbate.
No. No, I don't want you to go, Kathy.
Do you understand? If I am stressed to the max, I've been stressed ever since.
Maybe you need to get off.
Month and a half.
Kathy, you need to come. When was the last time you came?
I don't remember when the last time I came.
Well, that's the problem. Yes. It'll make you feel better.
My problem is money.
So what do you want? You want me to give you money? Is that what you want? Because that's what it feels like. For the past three the calls, Kathy, you have brought this up. Do you want me to give you money? Is that what you want?
I'm not saying that.
Kathy, a lot of our listeners don't have money, and they give. Yeah. So what I'm telling you is, is that what you want? You want money?
That would be nice, so I wouldn't...
So just fucking say it. Well, then why can't you just say it?
Because I don't want to ask people for money. That's
well, you ask them now. You ask them now. You act like they're just listening to you right now, and you ask them. Just ask them. Ask to the universe. Ask them now.
You get her PayPal, honey. Just get her PayPal address. And we send her some money through PayPal. Do she have a PayPal?
I don't know. Do you have a PayPal, Kathy?
No.
Well, she got to get
you
a
need
PayPal.
To make. Can you make a PayPal?
Yeah, I'm so Missy.
What good will that do?
But she got to be anonymous. If we can donate anonymous, I don't think no bitch is gonna do fit to do that.
Yeah.
Got to be anonymous.
Okay, so you know what? What we'll do is we'll just mail. I'll mail you it later. I'll text you and I'll mail you something. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sure that nice boy over at the Big Brother, what's his name for season 12? He loves to give us some money. He's so generous the time. He's so generous all the time. That Reagan Foxes. That's her name, Reagan Fox. She give her all her money.
You think she was?
She very generous. She go to school and all that. She go to school teaching shit.
Kathy?
Yeah?
Is that what you want?
Fa.
I need money. Thank you so much.
Well, we got to get her a PayPal and then Reagan will do it. Or Bitcoin.
How much money does she need? Well, like $20, honey?
No, I need, $1,000 just for rent.
Jesus.
Plus,
we don't even get $1,000 when we do a gram, honey. Lord, Heather, you do the worst grams ever.
Get the gas and some food, stuff like that, but
fluffed.
It's not gonna
fluff.
Okay, wait. Okay. Let's work through this for a second. Okay, you said right now you need $1,000 base just for your rent. So what are you doing with your money that you're making from your job?
I'll take home approximately $800 in the next 2 weeks, but my rent it was last month, it was $992.
So how have you been coasting for so long?
because I had took it from my overgas protection, and then
How long have you lived in this apartment?
Almost 2 years. And what happens is, when I get my, or when I do my overdraft protection, and then it takes me about 2 weeks to pay back the money for overdraft protection, which then puts me in, you know, a negative short for the following month. And like when I got paid Friday, that money was just enough to finish paying off my rent for November.
Oh my god.
Suck it down.
So then,
hey, Deborah, it's Miss Tits. What's up?
I have.
What's
mom,
up?
I've got, hold on.
What's up, honey?
You know.
Kathy, I don't know. Let me put my mom on.
Your mom?
Miss Tits.
Your mom? I'm Miss Tits. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Hey.
Hi, who is this?
Ms.
My daughter just gave me this phone.
Yeah, Miss Tits, I make questions. Girdle, girdle, question mark, smiley face, girdle, girdle, heart sign. It's Miss Tits. Girdle, girdle.
Wait, no.
Hello? Hello?
What's wrong?
Hello?
Yeah?
Who is this? My daughter just gave me this phone.
Miss Tits?
Kathy?
Yeah?
Who are all these women on this phone?
Heather's mother's on the phone.
That must be your computer.
Kathy. Is this Kathy?
Yeah.
Hi, honey. It's Deborah. Okay, listen, honey. Things got out of hand, honey.
Okay.
You agree?
Yes.
Okay. So we're about to
I can't talk
because
Cheryl said don't talk. I can't talk because Cheryl said don't talk. Smiley face, heart sign, heart sign, heart sign. New scarf, blowing up head.
What I'm saying, okay, compute, compute. What I'm saying is, from what she told me,
Hey, do you know what I want to do? I want to sing a song with you. Come on and sing a song with me. Come on and sing along with me. My name is Kathy. Kathy is my name. My name is Kathy.
Yes.
My name. These words I write are saying just the same.
Sing it.
To sing and play fine music too. I like to sing and play fine music too. Those words I wrote just.
Yeah, bitch, fucking hey. Hey, bitches, what you guys doing?
Huh? What is that song?
That's my Alicia Company jam. It's my jam from Alicia Company. Kathy is my name from 1972. Honey. I love your girl, Kathy, honey. You want to go to Starbucks with me tomorrow, honey? I hear you got a good gold card.
Kathy, is my daughter a lesbian?
What?
Is my daughter a lesbian?
Is that you asking your computer or a person?
This isn't making sense to me. She is one in the other room. She is crying and gave me the phone. There's a woman on here called Miss Tits playing music, and there's a Kathy, and then the computer keeps talking and going off. I don't know what is going on.
Oh, girl, sounds like somebody's having a nervous breakdown. Smiley face, black person face, white person face, two
okay,
girls dancing.
Where is Heather?
Heather is in the other room.
Just the same. You
can ASMR videos, Kathy. You could make lots of money on YouTube.
My vagina is twitching for Kathy.
You okay. Let me speak to Heather again.
You want me to go get her?
Yeah. It's all Vince's
words I wrote are showing what.
Heather, come in here, honey.
Heather.
My name is Julie.
Just listen something to her. I just don't know what it's
going to be. Julie, bitch.
Well, I don't know who the hell you put me on this phone with these people. I don't know who's talking to who. There's music and all this shit going on. You get in here and you talk to these.
It's like a bad improv skit where they just won't end and you want the lights to go out, but they never do.
Phone. You take this one. Don't you ever talk to me like that again.
Oh, fine, whatever. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
I don't know, but all of a sudden, you know, like, 3 or 4 different people are talking, and it's on your computer, and I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm trying to, you know, figure out how to solve a problem, and you're having a party over there.
Well, I have parties almost every day. I mean, I told you how it is here, but one of the reasons I want to move. Okay.
So, are you going to help me? It are saying
just the same. Wow.
I hate to get Heather.
Yes, what? I'm sorry.
Are you going to help me? Words I wrote just spell out
what I just said. How? I'm a fucking junkie.
Okay, can you cut the music?
Yeah, stop it, Madge.
Who's Madge, bitch?
Computer.
All right, I'll cut the music if you pretend you're playing musical chairs. When you all take chairs, I'll stop the music.
Okay. Got my chair. Kathy, you got your chair.
No.
Tell her you got your chair so she'll stop playing the music.
Okay, I have my chair.
Music stopped. Good girls.
Okay. So,
but you better make it snappy because you never know when the music's going to come back on. 2, 3.
I am addicted to chiffon.
2, 3, 4. I'm
telling you. You are addicted to what? My name is Kathy. Kathy is my name. Oh my god, the computer off!
It's not me, it's Miss Tense.
Kathy is my name. Grab my chair. Kathy, you got your chair.
I got the chair.
Oh my god, thank god. Jesus, I hate musical chairs, especially when you're on the phone.
Are you gonna help me, Heather?
No, we can't. She uses all her money on chiffon, and Steve would kill
computer,
her.
Computer, stop! Tell her my secret. Computer, no. Stop!
No.
Computer.
Oh my
computer.
God. Eating.
Computer, just tell me how you feel.
Eating. No. No. Even no. If I can, you know, can get help with, you know, even 400 or 500.
Bitch, would
really help me for my rent.
Okay, wait. Kathy?
What?
Are you serious?
Do I sound serious?
I don't know anymore. I don't know if we're playing, if I'm supposed to be saying Cinderella. I don't know anymore.
Bitch!
Don't you know what I'm saying?
Bitch!
Kathy, I have a hard time believing you, and I'm just being honest.
Bitch!
You weren't saying... Okay, well, no. Let me tell you my point of view. You weren't talking about any of this stuff. When I met you like a month ago, you were just talking about being submissive and eating pussy. All of a sudden, I tell you about me having a Tesla, and you get really mad at me and holler at me.
Because
and talk about
I don't like sharing my personal problems with people that I haven't even met.
Bitch!
Well, how are you spending money to share your pussy, and you don't have money, and you're having to return stuff in food?
Bitch!
Because that's what I have to do to get gas so I can
have a fork to drive back and forth to work.
First of all, I'm not believing this. You sent me a picture of you in a nice, when I talk about nice living room, honey, I'm talking about it had a fireplace. It had decorative art that you only find at like TJ Maxx and stuff. That shit
ain't cheap. That was in my old apartment complex's office.
So what happened to all the... At the office.
That was at the office. I was
what
at
office,
the office
has a fucking fireplace?
You said you work in a warehouse.
Computer.
That was at my old office. Apartment office in Carrollton on Josie. 4747
Josie. No, we don't need to know all that. Okay. So all of a sudden now you move to an expensive place?
No, I had been at this apartment for almost 2 years.
I just get on here to get off, okay?
That's what I have been trying to tell you. All you're doing is just playing.
I'm not playing. I just get on here to get off.
That's called playing.
It's not playing. Okay, was it playing when you said you sucked off a horse and a dog?
No.
So what was that? Have you ever ate dog doo-doo?
No.
Just damn it.
Would you?
No.
How much money do you spend on the chat line? Because it's not free.
I don't spend anything on the chat line.
Yes, you do. I bet you on the mail line.
I'm on the mail line.
Exactly. And it costs. The male is the one you have to pay for. The female is free.
No, because I use the free trials.
Why are you just calling as a woman?
Yeah, why are you calling in as a man?
If I call in as a woman, they will delete me.
Why would they delete you? You're a woman.
Because I'm a male on the women's side.
No, you're not.
Deborah, I mean Gertrude, did you ask her if she eats dog
doo? If I call up as a female and I'm using the male side on a trial, they will delete me.
That is bullshit.
Because women aren't supposed to, I'm not supposed to be on the men's side when I'm a female.
You can be a female and still like women. I've met lots of lesbians on there. And second of all, you didn't ask the question, have you ever ate dog doo?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
never asked that.
What's wrong with eating dog doo? A lot of people do it. Divine did it in the wonderful John Waters movie named Pink Flamingos. Nothing wrong with eating duty.
Did the dog eat your arm first?
What's wrong with eating duty? Oh, sure, it's fine to suck off a dog, but God forbid you should eat the duty. No, not buying it.
Lynn isn't having it.
Penny for your
yes, I have that picture of you in your house.
Computer, does everyone eat duty?
Okay. Then I will give you the number and the name of the apartment complex.
No, I don't need all that. I'm not a fucking investigative Heather.
No, Heather, she doesn't need... Slurping...
All you're going to do is just call them up and say, do you have this, a fireplace, this and that?
Sure.
And they will verify that it was... In the apartment complex's office.
Sure. Slurping back both semen.
Well, I have to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to have to go.
Slurping. No, you don't have to go. Turn off that vibrator, bitch. Slurping back bull semen is fine, ma'am, but poop, no poop, just boobs.
What a bitch. I was reading Linferno's comments. Whatever, bitch. Should we call her back?
I think you set her off.
Oh, don't blame it on me.
You ruined it.
I did not ruin anything. I didn't want to hear her about her fucking depressing shit. Are you kidding me? I don't need to know how she can't afford life. I don't want to hear that shit. I want to hear about her eating dog shit.
Do you believe? I don't believe that. She just found out that I had money, so she thinks she can milk me for some money.
She was obsessing on you, and then she's like, oh, I wonder if she'll call me, and then she's like, I got to get off the phone. I got to get off. No, you got to call her out on that shit, Deborah. We're going to call her back, and you're going to call her out.
Why are we still watching this movie? It's horrible. But
don't you're the one that picked lying. It out.
If you rent $900, now all of a sudden you can split it in half, and oh, I can get by with $400.
No, just forget about the rent shit. Just say, look, bitch, you were waiting for my call. I called you. Now you're going to talk about dog shit, okay, calling.
Why is she going to talk about dog shit?
Because that's her thing.
And now she's never going to talk to Ida.
Well, Ida's another story.
She gets mad when she...
Tell her you can give her some Starbucks.
Yes.
First of all, I'm so fucking sick of you fucking hanging up on me. You are such a fucking rude bitch. You do this all the fucking time. Second, third of all...
That's because I don't have time to be playing and listening to four or five people on your damn computer.
Oh, but you can get on the fucking chat line and you can listen to goddamn 25 million other fucking lesbies, but you don't want to listen to me.
Okay, I haven't been this.
You
on
sat
the
there
chat
told
line
me been,
in
I've
a
been
while.
Waiting for you all damn day. I've been waiting for you all day, all day, all day. And then I get on here and then you just want to next me. I want to talk about dog do. Hello?
Oh, that's funny. Her timing, the timing of the blips, the drop call sound is so hilarious. I want to talk about dog do. Blump. Hello?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Bitch! 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 What? Are we going to give her money?
Bitch!
I don't know.
I was trying to figure out how I could get the computer to sound like her.
I mean, if you did call her back, at some point you should say, is this
you know
a
what?
Lesbian's fight?
Okay.
Tell me if this sounds good, though.
No, we want to talk to Preston. Okay, I'm going to tell her about my childhood. Call her back. Call her back.
She's going to kill herself.
Call her back.
Fine, I'll call her back. I don't have a problem calling her back.
And don't play no sound effects. Right. We're going to get real with her.
All right. I won't even talk. No laughing.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Never mind. Madge, don't give the number away.
At the tone, please record your message.
Madge, hang on.
Oops.
So now we got to edit this out.
Do we? I'm sorry. I remember that part. I'll remember to do that. Ticka, ticka, ticka. What's the time code? Let me put a marker. God, she's still in the bed, this bitch? For God's sake.
It's Kathy. She's always in the band.
No, that's not Kathy. Kathy is my name. Kathy is my name. Still going. Sorry, I'm looking for the time code. I got the time code. It's like 94 minutes, 20 seconds or something. Bitches, are you still there?
Yeah.
You know, it's a podcast. You could talk. It's helpful.
Oh, hi.
All right, so should we watch the movie some more and see where we're at?
Yeah, it's really good.
They're still in the fucking bedroom.
I thought we were calling Ida.
Or are we going to call Cheryl?
This must have been the cheapest movie to make.
Let's call Ida. Cheryl, are you up to calling Ida?
Cheryl.
No.
Madge won't play any sounds. She won't
but
ruin
there's
it.
There's a fucking movie playing.
The movie's...
So, what
the
you
fuck
didn't care
do you
when
care?
It was me talking.
It's, oh, I'll turn off the movie then. Fuck it. What the fuck? No, you know what? I don't have to deal with the fact that your ADHD can't handle it. The movie's just playing on the video. What the fuck does it matter who you're calling? Okay,
because
good.
It does.
The movie didn't matter when I was doing my part of the ground.
All right, Cheryl, I'll make a deal with you. I'll let you eat if you call.
No.
Well, guess what? You're then you get to call without eating. All right, who's going to talk to Ida?
Obviously me, because I'm Cheryl.
Well, then you're going to fucking talk to her, and then we're getting ready to call now. And I won't ruin it, don't worry. Might, though. I might.
Wait. Do we even know who Ida is?
No,
do
just say Ida. No, it's just Ida.
Because you can hello. It's kind of important for us to understand.
Ida is Ida. We know
her.
Who it is. She wears the sweaters.
She's the one that wears the sexy virgin killer sweaters.
Yeah. Oh, for the audience.
And
so, audience, Google a sexy virgin killer sweater. Then.
Yes, and she shows her dick on YouTube, but she doesn't realize it, and she sticks her tongue out all the time. She looks horrible.
I think she knows that.
Wait, is she going to cut her hand off?
Okay, we're calling. This is Ida. It's ringing.
Jesus.
Shut up. Oh, it didn't go through.
At the one in front of it.
What is she doing?
Shh.
No.
Shh.
No.
Why don't you just break her bone?
No.
I mean, nothing.
has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Failed.
Oh, gross. Oh, my God.
Wait, why did the movie stop?
How did you fucking cut through bone in this?
My movie stopped. What time code are you at? Just somebody. Tell me the time code.
I can't deal with this. Why is she doing this?
Tell me the time code.
I can't even touch. It's making me so sick. 1:20 and 18 minutes. Oh, sick. What is wrong with her? Why don't? Oh, she's killing herself.
Don't just attack her. Ew. The squish sound. The squish sound. Oh, my
it's your
God.
Your prolapse. She's a computer. She's a computer like you. There's wires in her hand.
Can someone tell Ida that we're calling Toby or whoever?
Now she ain't gonna be able to grab it and break it because she don't have another hand.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Can somebody tell Ida we're calling her so she knows to answer?
She's still gonna get the fucking phone.
Oh my God. Somebody said, Sir Pat said she must really need to pee.
Okay, calling Ida again. Be quiet.
Oh my God, so gross. The phone's gonna be dead. Fuck you, Apple. Dead. The dog.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Oops. Damn it. Why didn't you yell at me? Hello? You didn't even notice I played Ada's number, Ida.
Gung Ho said, should have got that Apple Watch. Oh, honey, there's no saving that.
He's fucked. That doge is gonna eat her.
Why didn't she just break her bone? I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
That is fun.
When you edit the grum, you can't strip the silence on this one because it'll mess the time code with the movie app. You'll just have to bleep the numbies.
What are you talking about? Why do I? What will it? Who cares if it messes?
She putting a tampon, a maxi pad on her.
Why do I care if it messes up the time code, Deborah?
Ain't that gonna suck the blood out?
You can't delete the audio, man. You need to just make it beep.
What are you talking about? What's wrong? Why can't I mess up the time code? Who gives a shit?
Because it'll unsync the video.
Oh, for the listeners at home? Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, then I just will leave her phone number in. Who gives a shit?
It's eating her. It's eating her arm. Damn, she passed out and went to sleep for an hour.
Get out of there.
Ow. Wait, her dad molested her?
Yeah.
Wow, missed that.
That was when you were molesting Kathy.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. She just needs your money.
Who's Ida Buttrose?
Why would the dog not want to just eat the other dead man? Oh, there's more. It's whimpering to another dog.
Get a gun.
This is oh my God, this whole movie is about the Second Amendment. Why you need a gun at all times.
Yes. And an iPhone X.
I would be batshit crazy. I'd be like, are you kidding me? I just cut my arm off. Don't fuck with me. What? Is that Oprah?
Yeah.
moonlight.
She's gonna get killed by the dove.
Oh my god, it's a Mexican.
The fuck?
Oh, he's giving her a trinket. Oh, Madge is like way ahead of me.
What?
Yeah, her time code when she reset.
Well, you were screaming. I couldn't get the time code from you.
It's okay.
What time code are you at?
Right.
1 hour and 25 seconds.
She's going to get blamed for killing her.
25 minutes.
I'm at 126.05.
See, you can take the silence out, so we've already fucked the listeners up.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, because Madge has been pausing.
I haven't been pausing. I paused once.
See, I told you.
And I tried to resync it, and you just were cackling and being an idiot as usual. It would be easy to resync now and everything would be fine. But you're not telling me the time code.
Well, it's okay, Madge. Everybody makes mistakes. Doctors, lawyers,
I'm sure a lot of people would watch this.
Is that a new one?
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Who gives a shit? Nobody fucking. Yeah,
she's like people. Kill
what kind of a loser would go to the trouble of watching the movie with this garbage? You know, we're not even watching the movie.
Our listeners.
Oh, all three of them.
Dead.
Dodge in the back scene. She should have got a Tesla, but it drove itself.
She's on the upside down or whatever. Now.
She just drove into a black hole.
This should have stayed a short story. It didn't need to be a movie.
Oh, my Jesus.
Mouse.
I'm psychic.
I'm gonna fuck.
Mouse.
See, mouse. Oh, you, because you're ahead, you stupid cunt.
Oh, oops. Did I give it away? You're hearing the future.
And then she's going to go to prison for murdering her husband.
Well, I have the audio on mine still, because I couldn't hear it with you talking and all that shit.
Good for you. Are you ready to money, Cheryl?
No.
Well, then no money for you.
Oh.
She's going to donate hers to Cam.
Did everyone make a donation?
You ready?
Watch it. These are going to be the people that eat other people. She's like, are you kidding me? I'm fucked. It's going to be her, I bet, and the husband.
What?
I'm telling you, watch it. It's hallucinate. It's going to be her and the husband. Or Fox and Scully and Mulder, maybe.
Cheryl, get your spreadsheet ready.
The movie isn't awesome.
Yeah, but you're going to... Do you want your money? Then fucking get your spreadsheet. We can do it at the same
time. She's still alive.
What?
She survived.
She died, I survived.
Vince Lane, $50.
Hold on. I was opening the fucking shit.
It took you 3 hours.
I'm writing this letter with my right hand.
Is this from the last time we did a panel?
Okay, well, listen, she's talking.
Three skin grafts later, it still doesn't work quite right. And it still hurts to write. But that's good. This letter should hurt to write. The doctors, the cops, and even the reporters accepted my amnesia at face value. And why not? People who undergo serious trauma often block out memories. The cops knew that even better than the lawyers. And I knew
again.
It better than any of them.
Treasures.
Gerald's firm kept the details out of the papers, and that was kind. The coroners confirmed it was a heart attack and a long time coming. The insurance paid, the headlines faded, and life went on. A new normal.
Normal.
How's there still
well,
13
not
minutes left?
Normal. Never normal. Every night, just before I closed my eyes.
She fuffed a lot today.
I thought about Heather.
Didn't it seem like Kathy was fuffing a lot?
Because she was fuffing off.
Mm-hmm.
it wasn't him, if it wasn't his face keeping me from sleep,
can I collect it was the feelings? Question
that in all the reports, all the cops that combed through that house, they never found my wedding ring.
I bet the doge ate it.
Was you thinking of you and why you came to me that day, you in your sunless world, always
sunless world. What the fuck is she talking about?
What you needed me to understand,
you know, in this universe it's on the back of a turtle.
Yeah.
That his shackles were silence.
I'm being serious.
And his were comfort.
So he raped the little girl.
My days were better. I took the insurance.
She married her father?
For girls and boys like us. I spent so long never telling that story, so I made sure that I did. I tell the story.
Oh my God.
To every kid it could possibly help. When I was 12, I went to the lake house with my family.
Roger Moore, raped her.
Still sat up at night, waiting for that pale face in the moonlight to claim his.
Is this Big Little Lies?
Yeah.
6 months.
It was Lenny Kravitz's daughter. She did it.
6 months of being a widow. 6 months of living death. And then Raymond Andrew Joubert.
Yes, Kathy alive.
First appeared in the paper.
Not anymore.
No.
2 years ago, reports of graveyard vandalism in the backwoods of Alabama hit the papers, but I never read about them.
Oh my God! What is? Why is this still happening?
And they were I was just thinking the same thing. Jesus, honey, someone it's supposed to be a short monologue. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Small town cemeteries with drills.
This is Alabama, y'all. I'm telling you.
And stripping corpses of
Roger Moore.
As the months went by, it escalated. Incidents started being reported in Louisiana. He gouged out eyes, cut corpses' throats. Last February, two were found without noses, later hands, then ears.
Penises.
Something I'd always assumed was the dog. And when it came to removing genitalia after having sex with the dead, he stuck strictly to the gentleman. This was clearly extremely lucky for me. I only noticed when he finally made the front page. He'd graduated, it seemed, from the dead. And one night, a man woke up to find Raymond Joubert in his room, naked, trying to cut off his ear.
Joubert
suffers from acromegaly, a progressive enlargement of the hands, feet, and face that happens when the pituitary gland goes into warp drive, causes the forehead to bulge, and abnormally long arms that dangle almost to his knees.
Big dig.
I was thinking the same thing.
Farmhouse on Kingston Road.
This is the farm where Kathy sucked up the dog.
And her husband, who he called his mommy and daddy.
Pins?
He scalped them both. And
mother?
Most of daddy. They found 50 bell jars containing ears, lips, fingers. They think he may have killed as many as a dozen people in the last 5 years.
Normal.
For some reason, he spared me. This monster was real. Real as they come. As real as the cuffs.
As real as Kathy.
So I never was a dog. She fed a homeless man.
And so I had to write this to you, Mouse.
Mouse.
Because you're the only person who'd understand. And
who's a mouse?
The only one who truly matters.
Her vagina's Mouse. It's her vagina name.
He's getting a ring tomorrow. And I'm going to see him.
What's your vagina name, Cher?
Because the people who are supposed to protect you from the monsters.
Pennywise, the dancing clown.
The monsters themselves.
That was a good movie.
I almost killed you.
Yeah. I told you it would.
We need the sun.
It made me jump, too.
I know, opening one heart. So good. But so sad, that beginning scene. Oh.
And they're going to make another one.
Yeah. That's why I told you, it's on the back of a turtle. You should read about the universe of Stephen King novels. It's very fascinating.
An unusual decision in a case that's already full of surprises.
The Alabama Police Department claimed that Joubert has not spoken to single sources
I think maybe Pennywise needs to visit Kathy.
Andrew Joubert hasn't spoken a single word since his arrest, not even to his public defender.
16 counts, trespassing and vandalism. 18 counts, desecration.
Come down here with me.
First degree murder. 21 counts, mutilation.
Corn.
28 counts, desecrating human remains. 16 counts, breaking and entering.
Is he your husband?
4 counts, assault and battery.
Hey!
Ma'am.
Why didn't you kill me?
You know it's real.
What? Was that Ma'am?
You're not real.
Officer!
You're only made of moonlight.
Shoot him.
Gerald's game.
It's like a tall Gerald.
Is she gonna suck him off?
You're so much smaller than I remember.
Mm-hmm. He needs some chapstick.
Mm-hmm. He's a little ugly.
That's what I imagine that Deborah's lips look like. The judge is like, oh, okay, I'll just, you know, this seems important.
If she had busted in that courtroom in Alabama before they had shot her.
Water in the court.
Bam! Why did they see... Why is that CGI'd?
They had to spend the budget somehow, you dumb bitch.
Alright, you ready, Cheryl?
That was so good.
It was actually really good.
Oh, yeah. We watched like half of it. It's not really fair to judge when we didn't really watch the whole thing. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah. You know, you got into it in the end, but in the beginning you hated it.
I only got into it when she was cutting her fucking hand off.
So it was good for 15 minutes. That doesn't make it a good movie.
And see, I already had nausea due to Kathy's drama, and then when that happened, it was just, oh, it double hit me.
Okay, stupid bitch.
Cut.
Chess.
All right. Bitch. $50. Crack, mom.
Yes.
He gave you guys $50.
Okay. Did you get... Did you get the $50?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Claire S., 941.
Thanks.
Barbara P., 75.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hang on, honey.
Jesus.
Pedro F., 2883.
Oh, my God.
Tim Trainer, 20.
C.
Luke T., 10.
Oh.
Nanyeka, 66.6.
Call me.
Whoa.
Chad, 941.
Thanks.
Anonymous, 2786.
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey R. Bathhouse, 2958.
Yeah,
thanks.
Luke T., $5.
Thank you, Luke.
And Kyle F., who I met last week, $20 even.
Did he give you the rest in person, or?
Jesus.
Good question.
That's all. Thank you, everyone. That was very generous.
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate y'all.
What's a toady?
Happy birthday, Mike C.
What's the total, idiot?
Oh, 1.17.23.
Oh.
Divided by 3?
No, divided by 15.
No, that's the total for all of us. I mean, that's each, right?
The total for everybody is 351.69. If you'd like to give me that, I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, I would, except one little problem. You don't deserve it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You can talk while I'm dispersing.
What's the question?
Computer.
What's the question?
Computer, get directions to Kathy's house.
Kathy's house.
We wanted to say happy birthday to Mike C. Thank you for the pickle video. You should, when you donate, which we appreciate, you can send it as friends and family. So it doesn't take out all these unnecessary fees. If you want to get into an amazing pyramid scheme, you can live Facebook opening oysters and shucking them to scam people using freshwater pearls worth nothing.
What are you talking about?
I made some Waze directions. They are so amazing. They're available for purchase, in-store purchases.
All right, this is where you actually do work and you keep all the money for yourself. because yes, they donate to whorehole.org.
Is back from the dead.
Deborah, this is, let me just clarify in case you're not sure. This is where Deborah, Cheryl actually does work, to contribute, to the show, except she's just charging for her own efforts and not sharing the money.
Well, how much is she charging?
Yeah, how much?
$600 every time.
Well, I just need 400.
500.
Okay, fine, not 1,400. Lady Raptastic is not dead. She started grumbling again.
And she tweeted out.
And she's still black. Okay. Cooking food in the dishwasher is not fucking disgusting. It is great. Cute picture. What's this? Ashley Wolf.
So Lady Raptastic is doing a podcast. How do we find it?
How do you get the waves, honey?
You're too stupid to listen. I'm sorry.
How do they get the waves, and, you know, how does that work?
You send me money.
And then you give them a file? Is that what this is? Yeah.
And then they play it through their phone.
Now, does it work on the iPhone, or is it just Android?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
We haven't figured it out. Shut up. Look at the picture of Ida. Look at her busted up face. She looks like she was punched. What else do we have?
Maybe she can take over for Jeffrey on Transparent.
We've got a video of Mike eating a pickle. Obesity, saddlebags.
God, those lashes. Jesus. They look like Chinese fans. Does she have herpes?
Yeah.
Oh, my Jesus.
Are you going to check on Kathy so we can make sure she's not dead?
She sort of looks like Joan Crawford with those brows. Is Madge still with us?
Yep.
Doing something personal or?
Nope.
She's getting off. Ida looks good.
Oh my God, Ida looks like she could go wind airborne.
I love Ida's dick. Ida's dick.
She is going to go airborne with those rollers, I'm telling you.
Look at that dick and those balls.
And that's on YouTube? Out on the couch.
Yes.
I like the comment from Sir Pat.
Okay, you realize you're just having a conversation with 12 people that's going to be of no use to the podcast audience.
22. Right?
22.
Okay. We're looking. Oh, that is true. Well, maybe, Cheryl, can you put them in the show notes? And Madge can put them in the. Well, does that work on your Apple device, Madge?
Idaho.
If you put a picture in the show notes, does it show on the Grum Holder?
Well, we didn't even talk to her.
Is Madge even paying attention anymore?
No.
She got her money. She's done.
I'm working on my Waze direction so I can make some cash.
Maybe I should do a Waze, and it's just me saying, I think we're lost, just in different inflections and different ways. That might be kind of confusing. I think we're lost.
Right. Turn left.
Turn. I think we're lost in 500 feet.
I'd rather not. Okay, well, that's a great end to the Grum.
Kathy just texted me back finally.
What'd she say?
She said I might have not been telling the truth about my money problems.
What? No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. What do you mean, no, she didn't?
Because she's lying and she just wanted money.
I guess. She didn't go into details.
We need to find out what's going on here.
Well,
we can call her.
This is important.
We can call her real quick, but then that's it.
Oh, shut up, Deborah. Truth and the reality.
I don't understand. What does it mean, shut your mouth and play along? I don't understand. Play along with what?
To make it easier for listeners.
That was supposed to be private.
Oh, so Kathy really doesn't have money problems. That's good.
No.
I feel less guilty now.
Yeah.
But let's call her and make sure.
She's just going to bed, and we should give her what she wants. She says it's a turn-on to act like she's poor. It's called fantasy plan for a reason. I love what Giga said. Deborah, we aren't that fucking stupid. We aren't Kathy.
That's true.
Wait, so what did she actually say to you? Did she not answer?
She's saying, I'm going to bed.
Oh, shit.
Hi, you've reached the helpline. How can I help you?
Kat.
Hello?
Oh, it's you. How you doing, Tuts?
Helpline.
Oh, did you touch a dog?
She must have had a training where they played clips of us.
But that was Helpline. She should. If she, that's she actually does better with Cheryl.
Well, she's no. That's Kayla. She's the one that does the.
No,
doll.
That was. Oh, that was. I thought that was Helpline.
That's why I said toots, and she hung up because it was sexist.
She fucks her husky.
I know. So she has no room to talk. I blackmail her ass. Oh, you can't.
He needs a cake.
You've reached the helpline. How can I help you?
Hi, I've got this butterball, and I don't know how to cook this thing, and I got to have it ready in the morning. What do I need to do?
I'm sorry, you've reached the National Pregnancy Line. This is probably not the right number you're trying to reach.
Wait, what is this? This is the butterball helpline? Honey,
this is a national.
Can you put a frozen turkey at 450? Will it cook in 2 hours? Do you know, my lady?
Ma'am, this is a national pregnancy crisis line.
This is on the back of my butterball, honey. Can you microwave it to get it? What is this for? Okay. Wait, I'm sorry. Will it pop out still?
Ma'am, you've called the wrong number. You must have dialed a wrong number.
It's on the back of the
national pregnancy.
I don't know where it is, Gerald. Okay.
It's in the back of the package.
I know. I'm talking to her now, Gerald. You want to speak to her? Lord have mercy. You're going to ruin Thanksgiving. Hello? I'm sorry. I told her this wasn't going to work. We had soaked it in some white water, and it just ain't coming out. The ice, is it safe to put it in there now, or you don't know, ma'am?
Ma'am, you've reached a national crisis pregnancy line, and I do not know how
it's
to prepare.
It's on the back of the butterball.
It's not.
I'm sorry, you might pregnancy. Have dialed the wrong number.
Pregnancy.
Not the right
pregnancy.
Number.
Why? Pregnancy.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hang up now.
You're not.
It says 800. Wait, is this 800-662-2678?
No, this is not.
Okay.
That's the wrong number. That is.
Well, you said this is her pregnancy?
Yes, this is a national pregnancy crisis line.
Blumkin, has anybody ever put a baby in a dishwasher, ma'am?
Well, that work. It was on the back of the butterball.
I'm glad you called her Blumpkin.
What?
Blumpkin. You know what a Blumpkin is, right?
No, but I don't want to feel guilty anymore.
Hold on. Computer, Google Blumpkin.
No.
Do it.
Sleep mode activated.
No, do it. Fucking Google Blumpkin like I'm fucking the bitch. You got to do it for me. I gave you money. Do it.
Bitch.
Computer, Blumpkin. Okay. Read it. Urban Outfitters, whatever that is.
Down. Blumpkin, plural. Blumpkins. Vulgar. Slang. The act of performing fellatio while the recipient is defecating in a toilet.
Ew. Well, no wonder she hung up.
I've done it. Uh-oh.
Well, we know that.
What's wrong with that? Is there something wrong with Ian?
Okay, one last thing. I have to go, but I want one last thing.
Okay.
Can you call that chat line, and when you do the recording, just say that you want to find somebody who eats dog do. And I just want to hear the recording and then play it back.
Okay.
What about the responses?
There won't be any.
No, I tried all day, honey. There wasn't nobody came.
You know, I gotta go. It's already 10 after. Sorry, I gotta go. I gotta beige. Sorry. All right.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Lovely.
On ground.
I do it on Mixer.
What?
Okay.
What?
I said I'll do an after show thing trying to find them again.
Hold on.
Bye. Bye, y'all. Get
back.
Bye.